This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hello and welcome. My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for joining us. Oh, Mary, I can't believe it. Six rings for the Patriots.
Love it.
Did you watch the game? Did you watch the game?
Oh my gosh, of course, of course. I mean, I watched it. I had to shush my mom, bless her heart, but she kept chatting through it. And my husband there was like biting his nails for so long. Really the entire game. I mean, that was a nail-biting game. So a slow game, a low-score game, but yes, we watched it. How about you?
So you've used a few words there to describe it. Slow, low-score, nail-biter.
Mm-hmm.
Would you describe it as boring?
I would not describe it as boring. Now, are people
I wouldn't
saying
either.
That?
It is all over the internet, all over the place. People are just saying, oh, what a boring Super Bowl. And I tend to ask, okay, are you saying it's boring because the Patriots were in it and you're just sick of seeing the Patriots mm-hmm. in it? Or because it was such a low-scoring game, it was held to, you know, two field goals and a touchdown. I thought it was a great game. People always think that it's got to be a high-scoring baseball game or a high-scoring football game for it to be a good game. You're watching for the competition. You're
Agreed.
Watching for the matching of the strengths there. And I thought it was great. I enjoyed it thoroughly. The parade that they had earlier this week up in Boston, 1.5 million people
wow.
pouring into the city of Boston, quiet city Boston. And of course, perfect weather for it. It was like
yes.
60 degrees. I had windows open in my house this week.
That's
on
perfect.
Monday and Tuesday, these warmer days we had. I had windows open. I was flushing the air. I don't know about anybody else out there, but I actually posted the question on a Wicked Roadie page because this is, you take this as a gift.
Yes.
You can flush out that dirty air. Go for it.
Amen.
I mean, you do the same over there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we've had all sorts of germs with my 5-year-old and 3-year-old, and the more time that we can have with fresh air in this house, the better. So I totally agree with you. We weren't able to go to the parade. I'm not going to lie. Knowing that there were so many people kept us from going. I mean, it is. We don't know if we're going to have another championship parade like that in a while. Who knows? So really, my husband Blake and I were debating, like, do we take our 5-year-old out of school? Do we take him out to Boston, and we decided against it, but we still enjoyed at least the warm weather and the photos and the videos from the parade.
Oh yeah, they look great. And truth be told, probably the worst thing I could say as a co-host of the Wicked Roadie podcast, I live in Warren, Rhode Island. I do not go to the Bristol parade. I am not a parade person. You do not want me at a parade. I don't like waiting. I don't like sitting around. No, I'm good. The lines to get out, I'm all set. And the great news is we got plenty of things for you to do around here. The fact that it's February is the month of love. And for some people, that means it's the month of love of baseball.
That's right.
Little League signups. When we were going through the events this week, everywhere, every town, they're starting to talk about it. Can't wait. Is Reese doing Little League this year? Are we thinking
about
that?
Yeah, we're thinking about it. Yep. So sign-ups start this weekend for us as well. And it's just those little cute little clinics where, you know, the kids run around and they see what they can do. So, now's our time. This is our year.
Well, sounds good. So if you're doing sign-ups this weekend, running around getting things done, you're working, just whatever you're doing, just sit back, listen, and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, you can find all the links and info for you on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
So, Ben, what do you have for our wicked interesting listing this week?
Well, last week on carpooling, I had the gentleman who founded Food Fights, R.I. Food Fights. It was not an actual food fight. This is a really cool organization that if you want to discover great food in Rhode Island, you do stuff with these guys. And this month is Best Donuts R.I. Love Fest. Okay, so the hashtag is Best Donuts R.I. Love Fest 2019, and it's like a passport, what you get. You get like this passport that gives you all the different donut locations that are involved, and you get to get a free donut or different offers. It's at least on this the passport, There's at least 15 of the donut spots that are offering one free donut with the coupon. So you buy this passport, and you're going to get at least 15 free donuts for $25.
Awesome.
Two passports for $40. And it's literally, you go around, and it's a great excuse if you were ever in a position where it's like, oh, gee, where do we eat today? Where do we have breakfast? This is a fun way. They've done it with wings. They do it with ice cream. They do it with beer. They do it with burgers. They do it with a bunch of different topics. Food categories, I should say. And they just have it all over the place. So, I mean, you think of some of the unique donut spots that we have in the state. And I think you and I share a personal favorite. right down there in the South County area.
Oh, I love Allie's. I love the you know, solid, tried and true, simple, just delicious. It's still our favorite. I take the drive all the time to Allie's. So they're in the best donut RI competition, this food fight?
I think so. There's a lot of them. I'd have to double check, but I mean, Allie's is obviously that just a staple. Well, they worked with you guys for your recent
Outlander cast podcast finale party.
Look at you guys bringing in all sorts of people from around the world, literally to Rhode Island, to Newport when they had no gas.
You know, why not go to Newport when there's no heat, when you're
Allie's made it all better. Allie's made it all better. You can check this out. It does sell out, so you want to hurry up and get on this. It's happening all this month, and that's the beauty is it's not like one day. You can do this and spread it out as your travels allow you, and obviously as the stores are open. So it's the Best Donuts RI Love Fest 2019, hosted by Rhode Island Food Fights. That is our Wicked Interesting pick of the week, technically of the month. And now, here is the Wicked Fun in the 401.
So our first listing, I am a huge fan of Mr. Rogers. I mean, he of course, like,
who isn't?
Right? Honestly, like, how can you not love Mr. Rogers? And recently they came out with a documentary about him called Won't You Be My Neighbor? So the Gordon School right over in East Providence, they're going to be having a special event that anyone can really learn from. It's going to be free and open to the public. It's called Won't You Be My Neighbor, just like the documentary. And it's taking place actually on Wednesday from at 6 p.m. So something you can plan for next week. And it's just really about, you know, Fred Rogers and all the wonderful things that he did. And then after the screening of this documentary, there's going to be a discussion just really about, you know, expanding upon the vision of Rogers' work. So if you're someone who hasn't seen the documentary yet and you want a free place to go see it, or if you have seen it and you're a huge fan of him, I highly recommend that you go check this event out. Once again, it is absolutely free. So that's the scoop.
All right, I like that. Academy Players of Rhode Island. We've talked about them quite a bit. They have a wonderful concert coming up, Jekyll and Hyde in concert. Now, Academy Players, they're a world-class organization. They're right over on Buttonhole Drive in Providence, Rhode Island. They have this new approach to musicals and making them a concert. So you're not going to see the entire show. You're going to hear the music from it.
Cool.
From their incredibly talented cast. Now, this is great, too, if you have kids that maybe don't want to sit through an entire performance, but like the music. So they've been doing these. They've done a few of them. They did the Addams Family earlier. They've got a few more coming up. But the Academy Players of Rhode Island are presenting Jekyll and Hyde, the music, the concert of it. And, of course, everybody knows the Jekyll and Hyde story, right? It's the epic struggle between good and evil. It comes to life on stage in a musical phenomenon, Jekyll and Hyde. It's based on the classic story. And this has a thrilling score of pop rock hits from multi-Grammy and Tony-nominated Frank Wildhorn and double Oscar and Grammy-winning Leslie Bercusi.
Cool.
So you're not going to want to miss this. It's, again, everything you will never catch. Put it to you this way. You'll never catch a weak performance or a weak presentation over at Academy Players. Their staff, their actors and actresses, their team bring it every night. They go full throttle every time. So you're not going to want to miss that this weekend, happening February 8th. and 9th, 7 p.m. both nights. Academy Players of Rhode Island, Jekyll and Hyde in concert.
Happening on Saturday, February 9th from 2 to 3:30 p.m. is a free event all about Victorian Valentine crafting. So the Providence Athenaeum, it's an incredible, beautiful library that we have here in the state right over in Providence. They've got an amazing selection of old books, gorgeous books, a great children's room. But this is going to be an event that you can go to whether or not you have kids, if you're just someone who loves Valentine's Day. So registration is required because this event is going to be one that they need to make sure they have enough materials for, but approximately 150 million Valentine's Day cards are exchanged annually. Isn't that crazy, Ben?
That's a lot of Valentine's Day cards.
Right? Right? It comes just after Christmas. Hallmark. Hallmark makes all the money.
Hallmark is the winner.
Truly. So they come, it's the second most popular card sending holiday right after Christmas. And actually, there's a great history about the American Valentines. It actually has a great connection to New England. So at this event, you're going to be able to view the library's collection of 19th century Victorian Valentines. Look at that. Wow. Who knew? Who knew that there was such a thing?
Super. Wicked fancy cards.
Wicked fancy. So while you're there, yeah?
And this is at the Athenaeum. Now, this is technically a library, but I can't really go there and take out Dr. Seuss's Green Eggs and Ham. Correct?
correct.
This is more of like a historical library.
Yeah. So it's like, exactly, if you're not yet a member there, this is a great way for you to go and explore, and it might inspire you to become a member there, because it's a very special library. It's not necessarily a member of the regular clan libraries that we all get to go to. So at this event, you get to make your own Victorian-themed Valentine. They're going to give you material, inspiration. All ages are welcome at this. And once again, this event is free.
Beautiful thing. I like that. All right. Revival Comedy Night happening at the Revival Brewing Company right over in your neck of the woods in Cranston, Rhode
Love
Island.
Love them.
That is happening on Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. because, you know, now that we don't have football to watch on Sundays, you need other things. New England's best comics get paired with the area's finest craft beers in this hilarious and delicious show. Come laugh with the best comics from all over the Northeast and wash it down with a pint or four. Your first beer is free. They'll have food and drink specials all night. And the comedy craft beer show is always a good way to live, laugh, and drink. So join them for an unforgettable evening. That show will feature Ryan Broth, Rafi Gonzalez, Brad Pierce, Larry Soares, and Jeremy Furtado. So you have a killer lineup right there.
Yeah.
Of comedians. Excellent comedians. You're going to laugh. You're going to have a great time. As always, this is a 21 plus event. If you need a ride or you just Uber, Lyft, taxi, don't be stupid, people. Use those. They're there for your benefit. Go like a king. Let them chauffeur you there and chauffeur you back home and just tip very well. But that's happening Sunday night at 8 p.m. The Revival Brewing Company.
Switching gears a little bit from going from the Revival Brewing Company to a family-friendly event. Ben, what do you have lined up this week?
No, ladies and gentlemen, it's not Edward Mullins with Rockabye. It's Rockababy Concert at the Zoo. Make some noise. That is happening on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. They do these every month, like this. I don't know if it's technically the second Saturday. I guess that would be technically the second Saturday of the month. They have these, but this is an exciting 45-minute concert specifically geared towards the youngest zoo guests. 6 months to 5 years. Promises to be fun for the whole family. The Rockababy Trio will introduce their real stars of their show, Rhythm, Melody, and Harmony. Those are three silly and entertaining puppets who know a lot about music, and they'll play everything from well-known children's songs to rock and pop classics. You can shake, dance, and sing along as they explore musical concepts, play games, and boogie down. Now, this is pretty cool because the concert admission is $7 per participant, two and up. Okay? Mm-hmm. Adults pay two, but two and under are free. So, I mean, you got to figure half the audience can be free anyway. And you got to get into the zoo. So, if you have a family membership, that's perfect, you know, to go there. That's a wonderful way to kind of, I don't want to say use the term kill a few birds with one stone because you're at the zoo. You want to keep the birds alive. You want to get many things done at once. Going to the zoo and taking in a wonderful show there with Rockababy Concert at the Zoo. Make some noise. happening Saturday at 10:30 a.m. The month of love is here, ladies and gentlemen. February. Why do we give the month of love the shortest month?
Seriously.
That's a jip. That's kind of a ripoff. Well, make the most of it, ladies and gentlemen. If you're looking for something to spark up a little romance, you're going on a first date. Maybe you're going on a last date. Who knows? Mary, what do you got?
Valentine's Day carriage rides in Wickford. So
do yourself a favor. Don't make it a last date. Make it the last date as singles, and you can go as end it as engaged.
There you go. Oh, now you're into something. Well, if you're looking to do something wicked romantic, these carriage rides going through the historic and beautiful Wickford Village might be just for you. They're going to be having rides on Saturday. Hello. I've got my little Valentine coming in and saying hello on this Saturday, Sunday.
Life of motherhood.
Yep, that's it. That's what happens. You get engaged, you get married, you might get one of these little ones. So, while you have some time to yourself, go without the kids. You can take kids on this, but you know what? If you've got kids, I'm telling you, leave them at home. Go Saturday the 9th, Sunday the 10th, or, of course, on Valentine's Day itself, on that Thursday. It's $75 for the ride. It includes up to 4 adults and 2 kids, so maybe you want to make like a little double date out of this. Maybe you do want to take the family, but this sounds like so romantic. I'm looking at the picture of it right now. It's got the gorgeous horse, beautiful carriage. You're going to feel like Cinderella clip-clopping through the streets. I mean, really, it's a 30-minute ride. You get to snuggle with your sweetie. They're going to have blankets, keep you nice and cozy. Couldn't get more romantic than that.
Wow. Can you bring carrots for the horse?
I bet you could.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, you got to show love to the horse, too.
You do.
He's pulling you along. You might as well go for it. Wicked Roadie is proud to announce this wonderful partnership with the United Way of Rhode Island, helping to spread the word about wonderful opportunities for you, your family, and your friends. Places you can volunteer in and around the Ocean State. Mary, we got 2 opportunities this week, which really aren't time sensitive at all. They're kind of ongoing. So what's first?
You can find your bold in Exeter. This organization helps people break barriers through physical activities. They need volunteers for Winter Dash, which is going to be happening on March 30th. So the responsibilities for this include selling raffle tickets, managing the course like registration, working those water stations, maybe helping with the obstacles, and of course, working the start and finish lines. So for more information, of course, you can go to our website.
Awesome. Family Service of Rhode Island, they build social service partnerships that address the community's unmet needs. They're looking for walking school bus volunteers. Now, obviously, this is through the rest of the school year. They're looking for the volunteers to walk children to school at least once a week. Walks run from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., and they go, like I said, up until June 24th. Now, because you're dealing with kids, you're going to have a background check, and they're going to have to do all the important stuff to make sure we're keeping the kids safe. But if you can walk up to a mile and a half, you want to reach out to them. We've got the links on our website. This is a wonderful way, especially if you're maybe you're an early retiree, somebody a little older who's retired early. You're looking for a reason to get out and do something every day. This is perfect. To learn more about the United Way of Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance, visit the website or simply dial 211 and get directed to the help you need right away. All right, folks, as we said at the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. We love to be social, and we know that you do, too. So if you go to any of the events that we're talking about, please feel free to use the hashtag WickedRoadie.
Hey, if you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, just email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com.
Well, until next time, folks, my name is Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to my little lass throughout this, hashtag mom life. So thank you so much for listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.